present plays from the four corners of the world. Comedy, drama, suspense, true life adventure in Tuesday Theater.
Throughout the world, oil companies have been searching for an answer to oil fatigue. Shell found it. New Shell Super. The oil that stays as good as new from one oil change to the next. New Shell Super. Today's best motor oil. For new ideas in action, you can be sure of Shell.
Lieberstein is the happy times wine. Fun at a brine. Fun when friends pop in. Anywhere, anytime. On a rainy afternoon or a warm summer night. Bring out Lieberstein, the friendly get-together wine.
Anywhere, anytime, anyhow. Get together with Lieberstein.
This week in Tuesday Theater, we present Decision by Rona Lothbrook, produced by Rolf Jacobs.
Who's that speaking?
Oh, Mrs. Cogan. Mrs. M.A. Cogan. I sent her on a message. Only to the house opposite. Uh-huh. I feel desperately worried.
What's your address?
Well, number 3, Dixon Avenue.
Turn here for Dixon Avenue. Come on, Spencer. Step on it. All day. You don't like moving fast, do you?
Not on a road where children could run
That's
out.
That's a risk you've got to take. The whole secret of life. Go out and take a risk. Got me my promotion. If I hadn't acted on me own in the Tucker Street business, I'd never have got those stripes of mine. Took my chance and it paid dividends. You should try it.
I'm satisfied.
Satisfied? That's bad. If a man's satisfied, he's reached the end of the line. You've been 20 years in the force, haven't you?
21 come September.
Still a constable. Married too, aren't you? Got any kids?
3 of them.
What's your wife think? Is she satisfied too?
I've never heard her grumble.
Can't be easy. A wife and 3 kids and a constable's pay.
Oh, there's number 3. Place with the rose bushes.
Looks deserted. And the woman said she'd be waiting.
Oh, there's a woman running along the street. It looks like the one we've come to see.
Gonna be a sticky interview by the look of her.
Have you come about my child?
Mrs. Cogan.
I've just been down to the shops again. Is there a sign of her?
Steady up, Mrs. Cogan.
Have you found her? Where is she? Is there any news?
Shall we go inside, Mrs. Cogan? I'm Detective Sergeant Kirby. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
I've phoned and I told...
You must take it easy, Mrs. Cogan. You help us all if you keep calm.
Oh, yes.
The whole story from the beginning, please, Mrs. Cogan.
Well, I left the knitting wool at Mrs. Jackson's home. She lives at number 10, just over there.
On the opposite side of the street?
Yes, you can see it. The house with the green curtains.
And then what happened?
Well, Katie's often been there, so I sent her to get it.
Hello?
Well, yes, it's quite safe. I wouldn't have dreamed of allowing her to go if I thought there was any danger, but there's no traffic. She's been there before, and she's a sensible child. And about 9:30, I walked along to the Jacksons and asked for Katie. Mrs. Jackson said that she'd never been there. They haven't seen her.
Have you been to the other houses in the street or checked the shop?
I've been to every house in the street. I've been to them all, every one of them. Mrs. Jackson and I have been to the playgrounds and the shops and phoned the hospital. She doesn't seem to be anywhere. Oh, please help me, Mr. Kirby. Please, you must
find
her.
Leave it to me. By the way, have you told your husband?
Oh, he died last year of a motor car accident.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I've phoned my mother and she's coming. She lives in Manchester.
Good. Now, don't you worry, Mrs. Cogan. We'll have your youngster back next to no time. That's a promise. You, Mrs.
Jackson?
Yes. I phoned the hospital again, but there's no news. They said they'd contact me if she was admitted. I think we should all go back to the playground and look somewhere.
One moment, please, Mrs. Jackson. Have you seen any strangers about?
Well, there was a tallish man standing over there on the corner yesterday afternoon. Then he sort of wandered up and down as if he was looking for someone.
And then what happened? I mean, why did you observe him especially?
Well, it was the way he was acting, that's all. He sort of looked at this house and went past and walked back again. As a matter of fact, I came out here onto the veranda and I intended to ask him if I could help, but he saw me. Do you believe that this man's been responsible for...
These are routine questions, Mrs. Jackson.
Oh.
In a case of this description, we must follow all leads.
Oh, I see.
I dare say the stranger had nothing whatever to do with the child's disappearance, but I must make certain.
Oh, I understand, officer.
Could you give me a description of this man?
He was, tall, that's all. Yes, taller than you and this other gentleman here. I didn't really notice his face. You see, he was wearing a grey hat and his overcoat.
So he was taller than average, huh?
Yes, I suppose you could say so.
And was Katie with you when you saw him?
As a matter of fact, she was, yes.
You only saw this stranger on the one occasion?
Yes, that's all. Yesterday afternoon at about 4 o'clock. That's a little later.
Thank you for your help, Mrs. Jackson. Tall stranger standing around here yesterday. Hurried away when the old lady spoke to him. Kid was with her too. That's that bit I don't like.
From what she said, the little girl wouldn't go with a stranger. I know my Susie wouldn't.
Not if he gave her sweets. He could have parked his car around here, Matheson Square. She said he was standing on the corner. That must be about here. Mm. Here. The thing that puzzles me is the old woman said he passed her house particularly. Now, why? I mean, it looks the same as every other house here in this road. Nothing distinctive at all. You see it from this angle? This is where he must have been standing.
Yeah.
Same colour as the others, same fence, same gate. And... wait a minute.
What's up, Sergeant?
Take a look in the gutter there.
Cigarette ends.
All hand rolled. You see, Spencer, three of them, all hand rolled. Just to drop them here. Smoked while he was waiting. Must have been my heaven.
Oh, what's this?
Look at this string. A piece of string that's been knotted. Tall, as she said, it was taller than average. These cigarettes and this string. Ten Dixon Avenue. Yeah, that's it, of course. What did I think of it before?
Oh, I don't understand.
You better get back to the station, Spencer. I only hope to heaven we aren't too late.
Kirby?
Yes, sir. It's about the missing child, Kate Cogan.
Oh, yes. What's the latest?
I've interviewed a Mrs. Jackson. She told me that she'd noticed a tall stranger watching her house yesterday afternoon. He then walked past it once or twice. When she tried to speak to him, he hurried away.
Well?
Together with Detective Constable Spencer, I went to the spot where the stranger had been standing. I found these, sir, in the gutter.
Yeah. Three cigarettes stabbed in a piece of string. What's the significance of these?
Well... when I was a new recruit at the Wickham Rogue Division, sir, one Andrew Bartman murdered a child of four called Annette Taylor. I found the body.
Bartman, eh? Oh, yes, I remember.
Beside the body, sir, I found two cigarette ends, hand rolled, and a piece of string tied into knots.
What?
Bartman was picked up 3 days later in the dock area. Taking statements from him, I noticed that he rolled cigarettes as he talked. I gave him a piece of string, just to see what he'd do. He'd... tied it into knots and threw it down. At the time, sir, he wasn't quite 16. His age, coupled with the fact that he was a product of a destitute family and of low intelligence, saved him from the gallows.
What did he get?
Justice Gregory gave him 15 years, sir. He must be out now. And there's one more thing, sir. When this woman Jackson told me that a stranger had been looking at her house, I couldn't imagine why anyone would pick on hers particularly. Each house in the street is identical. And suddenly, when I found these stubs, I remembered that a Mrs. Nelson, who was a key witness in the Bartman case, used to live there. She saw him talking to the Taylor child and later identified him.
You believe he's come back to...
It's possible, sir.
Seems to tie up, Kirby. The fellow's got 4 hours start, and that can be a devil of an advantage. Circulate a description of Bartman till all patrol cars to stand by.
Right, sir.
You'd better get back to Dixon Avenue and see what else you can find out about that stranger. He must have been driving a car... perhaps he can locate someone who saw it.
Very good, sir.
We'll get Hatton onto this as well, and he can button up his side of things. Hello? Get me Detective Inspector Hatton, New Temple Street Station. Yeah, thank you. I'll hold on. Fellow as tall as Bartman, accompanied by a little girl, is sure to have been seen by someone. Oh, another thing, Kirby. Organize a search of all dock areas and bombed out sites in this district.
Yes, sir.
Hello? Is that you, Hatton? Yeah, that's right. Will you come right over now? I want you to help us to look for a man.
Listen to some of the super sounds of the Lowry organ. A Lowry is about the easiest instrument in the world to play. If you can point a finger, you can play a Lowry.
Ever suffer from real pain? Pain so excruciating, it leaves you feeling shattered and groggy. You need Cura Extra Strength Pain Powders. A single Cura powder is as strong a painkiller as you can buy without restriction. Cura powders are specially for migraines, tension headaches, toothache, and those nagging muscular and rheumatic pains. Cura, K-U-R-R-A, the extra strength pain powders.
Paul, is that you?
Yes, Mary.
Oh, dear, you're so late. It's almost 7 and... Oh, you're tired, aren't you? Been trouble today?
Yeah. Ooh. Kids asleep?
Yes, such a struggle with Susie. She won't look at bed when her daddy's not on hand to say goodnight.
And there's a little girl of her age missing.
Oh, Paul, how terrible.
And looks like Susie, too. I saw a photograph. Same color hair. Mother's a widow.
What do you think's happened?
I believe the child was taken by a chap called Bartman. He served 15 years for killing a child. Sergeant Kirby was connected with the case.
They think he's killed her?
You know, Mary, I feel as if all this is happening to me. That child out there isn't an unknown scrap of humanity called Katie Cogan, but our child. Oh, I should never have been a policeman, that's the truth. Kirby says I have too many strange notions, and perhaps he's right. To be a good policeman, you've got to be detached. You can't take on other people's problems and become emotionally involved. You mustn't deal with human beings, but cases. Cases which have to be solved and then filed away in a drawer and forgotten. That's the way a policeman should work.
Not the really good policeman, Paul.
Now, the really successful policeman, then. You know, Kirby asked me something today.
Oh, what?
He said...
Yes?
He said, is your wife satisfied being married to a constable? To a man who hasn't had promotion since the day he started? I said you were. I said you were quite satisfied, but I wasn't so sure. Not here in my heart. Are you, Mary? Are you really satisfied?
Oh, silly question. Of course I am.
No, Mary, no. Don't brush it aside lightly. Answer me quite truthfully.
Paul, look at me. Do I seem a woman who's frustrated and disappointed? Do I ever act that way?
Oh, well, no, but...
There's your answer, then. I've a good husband and 3 wonderful children.
Oh, but Mary...
No,
please.
I'm not listening to any more. Supper will spoil if we stand here talking.
You should have seen Kirby today.
Oh, I can think of lots of better things to look at.
Oh, he's a good policeman, Mary.
He's an efficient policeman. You're a good one, Paul, and that's far more important.
Oh, come on.
I've known Constable Spencer for 10 years. I've known the many things he does. Things that never get reported to headquarters. I've seen him soothe people wrapped by pain and grief.
Oh, Mary, it's nothing.
Nothing? It's the greatest gift a man can have. Remember the time Big Jim went berserk while working on that building in Jones Street?
Oh, yes.
He picked up a hammer and he challenged the world to come and get him. No one would. They sent for the ambulance and the police and they tried to reason with him, but he was in no mood to reason. And then you passed on your bicycle. You climbed up and... You gently took the hammer away from him.
Oh, Mary, come on.
You're talking as if it's nothing.
Well, it's not. Not really.
Shall I tell you something, Paul?
Hmm?
You may not be what Kirby calls a successful policeman, but I think you're very sweet. And I wouldn't change you, not for any of the others.
Well, now, for heaven's sake, let's get on with supper.
Oh.
Oh, bother that telephone. Who can that be?
I'll take it. Hello? Spencer here. What's that? They have. And the child? Oh, sounds promising. Good. Where? Right, I'll be round. No. I want to help. Yeah, thanks for tipping me off. Goodbye. That was Stevens. They found Bartman.
And the child?
When he found he was being followed, he cut off down a side lane near the docks and they lost him. The child was alive.
Oh.
She was struggling in his arms.
Oh, thank heaven.
I've got to go, Mary.
But, Paul, you're supper.
Oh, you can pack me a small flask of coffee and some biscuits. I'd like to be on air when I finally catch up with Bartman. There's no knowing. I may be able to help.
Glad to see you, sir. Got him under observation.
Where is he?
Cornered. Down this alleyway. The men are covering the exit and the entrance. He can't do a thing.
I can't see him.
Well, he's about 100 yards over there, standing with his back to a building.
Well, let's go in and get him. What are you waiting for?
Take a quick look when he shines me torch.
Put that out!
Great heavens, he's got a knife like a wild animal.
You see the way he looked? Having the child in his arms?
Yeah, can't we move in slowly and get him? We've got men enough.
He threatens to kill the kid and himself. Could do it, too, before we got to him. But we mustn't do anything to risk a knife. It's going to be easy to get to him.
Why don't you...
Yes. You've got any suggestions, Spencer? Let me have them.
Well, why don't you talk to him, Sergeant?
Talk to him? Great heavens, Spencer. You can't reason with a maniac. Anything we can do is shoot him. It's impossible when he's got the kid. You see the way he's holding her?
He's reasoned that out certainly enough. Holding her that way, he's safe enough and he knows it.
Yeah. Well, we've trapped him. He's got us at the moment.
I'm watching you! All of you! Now stay where you are!
Isn't there some way we can creep up on him in the dark?
No chance. Passageway's far too narrow and confined.
Don't move, any of you!
You must talk to him. You must.
I'll give you 5 seconds to clear off. Otherwise, the kid dies.
You haven't a hope, Bartman. You're trapped.
I haven't a hope, I know. Well, I've known that for a long time, but neither has the child. I don't see you, all of you. Now stay where you are.
If only you put that kid down, we could take a shot at him.
She hasn't a hope. I haven't a hope. That's the way I planned it. Last time I sat at 15 years, I shut up like an animal. It's not happening again. Oh, no, I've learned something. We're both going together this time.
Better get a message through to Hatton. Oh, come on, Bartman, be reasonable. You give up now, we'll treat you fairly.
Funny. Oh, yes, very funny. You treat me fairly.
For the last time, Bartman, give up, or by heavens, we'll come and get you.
It's no use talking to him like that. Humor him.
Quiet, you.
If you come, I'll stab the little girl. Then me. You see the knife? I can do it very easily. Now look, all of you. You see it?
Oh, we could have taken a shot at him then, curse it. Mr. Chauncey lowered the child.
Look, the knife, Bartman, no, don't do it.
Let me talk to him, Sergeant, I beg of you, let me get nearer and talk.
Let's clear up, don't pest me.
He'll kill the child first, don't you understand? He'll kill her. Any minute now, Sergeant, he'll do it.
I had you scared then, didn't I? You thought I was going to stab her. But I'm not ready, not yet.
Look, Bartman, that little girl hasn't armed you, or why stab an innocent child?
Innocent? What about her mother? Curse her. I hope she suffers like she made me. 15 years, all because she said that I did.
That little girl isn't hers. She left that address soon after the trial. You've got the wrong child, you idiot.
Idiot? You called me an idiot. I'm sane. Saner than you and the rest of them. Idiot, am I? The whole pig's foot in the palm of my hand, and you call me an idiot.
It's no use, Sergeant. I'm going to
get out of this, Spencer.
Remember what you said about taking a risk, Sergeant. You said it got you your promotion. Well, this one might save a child's life. There's nothing you can do. You can wait around with guns, but that won't help. He's a madman.
I asked you to get out of this.
That child in his arms is our responsibility, and there's only one way we can save her. I know it's a chance. I know that. If anything goes wrong, I'll take full responsibility.
Stay where you are, Spencer. I forbid you to do anything.
I'm going to talk to him.
Against my orders, Spencer.
Against your orders, Sergeant. I'm going to talk to him, and nobody is going to stop me.
I warn you. I'll stab him. Get back.
Bartman.
Back to the officer. Go on.
It's all right, Bartman. I won't harm you.
Don't
it's
you
all right.
Nearer.
Drop the knife, Bartman.
He said you didn't have. Since you've tricked me. That's what they always do. But when I'm not looking, you shoot. You'll kill me just like a dog.
I have no gun, Bartman. Look, I can't hurt you, can I?
You're one of them, a policeman. I hate you, I hate everyone. They treat me like an animal. You heard what he called me, an idiot. Well, I'm not. I'm clever and I've got feelings. I'm human. No one cares, though. No one does.
Drop the knife, Bartman.
Not even my mother treated me like a human. You'll hang, Andrew. That's what she used to say. You'll hang by your neck until you're dead because you aren't like the others. That's why.
Drop the knife, Bartman.
Have some sweet girlie, I said to her. At first she didn't want it, but I said, come on, see my nice new motor car. Oh, and she came. Oh, it was so very easy. Wasn't I clever? Just like they do in the flicks.
Drop the knife, Bartman.
I've hated many people. My mother, especially my mother, and that woman. For 15 years I've hated her. Oh, I planned it carefully. We're both going to die. The little girl and me. I don't want to live. It's better for us both to go together.
Bartman.
Don't you come near me. No, don't.
Drop the knife, Bartman.
No, I won't.
Drop the knife.
It's not as I planned.
You don't want to die, Bartman. You don't want to die.
No, I don't.
Drop the knife.
I've planned it.
Bartman, listen to me. Carefully. Bartman.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Drop the knife, Bartman. Right. Give me the child.
Child?
Give her to me.
She's like the other one, only prettier.
Yes.
I don't know what happened then. She was just dead. I didn't mean to hurt her. Just because I wanted to, but just because... It happened. No one understands. No one understands.
Give her to me, Bartman.
You.
Give her to me. That's right. Now follow me, Bartman. Follow me. Follow me, Bartman. Follow me.
Hello, is that you?
Yes, Mary.
Oh, Paul, what happened?
Oh, everything's all right.
The child?
To go back to her mother.
Oh, I can't tell you how relieved I am. I've been lying in bed worrying. She wasn't hurt in any way.
Shocked, of course. The doctor said it wasn't much. Such a little girl, Mary. So very small. Her mother seemed to be waiting for me.
You took her back?
Yes, I...
What happened to Bartman?
They got him at the station. He'll be certified. I can't help feeling sorry for him. Pitiful character.
That man must be a monster, Paul. He really deserves to hang for what he did this evening.
He's twisted, Mary. His mind, it's all wrong. Many things go to make what the world call a monster. We just see the final result, the surface. We can't see behind it all. If we did, we'd understand better. Perhaps there wouldn't be any Bartmans then.
Paul...
Yes.
It was you, wasn't it? You talked to him, like you did that time to Big Jim.
It's all over now. Annie, it was really very easy. Just understanding what to do, that's all.
And Kirby?
Kirby.
Well, what did he have to say?
Nothing.
No, I don't suppose he did. Well, I'll go make some tea. You must have had a tiring day.
The Triumph chicane is very fast and very luxurious, and we've kept it very quiet, but the motoring press hasn't. Car magazine said of the Triumph Chicane,
"Our test crew found it a delightful car to drive, and it has magnificent balance between performance and easy driving."
SA Motor said,
"The Triumph Chicane offers a standard of motoring way out of its price range."
Triumph Chicane, built by Leyland. Listen to what the experts say about it.
At Caress, you pay only 10% deposit. Pay less at Caress and pay later.
A diamond from Caress is what love is.
At Caress, you get so much more for so much less.
In Tuesday Theater, you heard Decision by Rona Lothbrook, with Glyn Day as Constable Spencer and Don Ridgway as Bartman. Others in the cast were Merle Wayne, Stephen Barden, Jill Fenson, Harold Freed, and Sheila Raymond Jones. Decision was produced by Rolf Jacobs and directed by Delphine Lethbridge.
It's the 50 generation coming at you, going strong. Put yourself behind the Pepsi. If you're living, you belong.
Have a Pepsi for today's taste. Pepsi for today's taste.
Listen again next week when once again we bring you a comedy, a drama, or a play of suspense in Tuesday Theater.